details on the timeline of events that led to a problematic audit of OSU. State lawmakers are moving into the next phase of their work at the Capitol and an effort to bring closure to some tribal communities. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 10th. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma State University continues to review a scathing audit that found improper allocations of $41 million in state funds. Louisa Clausen reports on Friday's OSU Board of Regents meeting.
Regent Jennifer Callahan revealed several new details about the timeline of an audit that found $41 million in misspending. The audit process started with an anonymous whistleblower tip last summer. The tipster pointed to money that should have gone to Core University Services used for a specially created Innovation Foundation, which was designed to funnel funds toward specific university projects.
The financial stability of the Innovation Foundation was increasingly unstable, and to not have acted as we did in January, more funds could have been diverted had it not been stopped. The board did its job, but I think even more importantly, the system worked.
For her part, former President Casey Shrum denies the allegations. In a statement to reporters, she says all of the funds remain with OSU. In Stillwater, I'm Louisa Clausen.
The first round of extensive floor debates in the Oklahoma legislature began today. Nearly 900 measures worked their way through committees in the two chambers. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has this update.
Oklahoma lawmakers started with more than 3,000 bills to consider when the legislative session began last month. Now, that number is down to 899. The deadline for bills to be approved through their committees and slated for floor discussion in their chamber of origin was last week. Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton says today marks the start of some, quote, very, very long days ahead.
We've noticed a lot of senators have a lot of questions to be asked and a lot of robust debate, and some of these bills are taking a while to do, and that's just fine. That's what we're here for, and so we'll have those discussions on the floor.
From immigration to taxation, education, and health care, only 60 of the measures headed to the floor starting this week were drafted by Democrats. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Spreading sludge from big city sewer treatment plants onto farmland would be banned by legislation approved by a state Senate committee. Sam Moore at The Freelancer reports.
Under the bill, applying sludge would be reduced 25% this year, 50% next year, and stopped altogether in 2027. Republican Senator Shane Jett of Shawnee supported the measure, saying sludge has contaminants like forever chemicals, which are affecting farmers and the food they produce.
We're creating health problems for real farmers who are having to sell their land for pennies on the dollar to try to figure out why their wife got cancer.
Urban senators said the time limit is too short. They and the rural lawmakers talked of working together to find a solution. The bill next goes to the full Senate. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
The remains of nearly 20 young people will return home to Oklahoma from a cemetery at what was the Carlisle Indian Boarding School. Sarah Lisi reports those indigenous students were subjected to assimilation at a school more than 1,000 miles away from their homes.
Preparations are underway for the return of 18 Cheyenne and Arapaho children and young adults. The tribe's governor, Reggie Wassenaar, says he can't imagine the pain parents must have felt when their children did not return home.
It would be very tough for someone just to watch their kid taken. So, and then the fact that you don't know if how they died.
Wassenaar says that is why bringing them back home to their traditional homelands is important, to facilitate healing. The remains of the 18 Cheyenne and Arapaho relatives will be reinterred in Concho this September. I'm Sarah Lisi.
The remains of a young Seminole man named Wallace Perryman will also return to his homelands on the Seminole Reservation in the fall. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.